Peace to the family. Another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. Purpose of this podcast is just to inform you and provide you with strategies where you can position yourself to win in life, but not only accomplish whatever it is that you want to pursue in life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Oh yeah, I'm doing this one in the car. I said to myself, I'm going to do my best to put out as many episodes as possible with the best intentions of providing my people with strategies where they can improve themselves and win. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about something very important, which is accepting who you are and knowing who you are. Man, know thyself, or as in the Kemet terms, know thyself. I think this is very important, this topic to talk about, because a lot of times, a lot of people, even I have suffered from trying to dim my light, trying to fit in into places that I don't fit in. Being in spaces where I'm like, I have to lower my light because the people around me light is not bright at all compared to my brightness. And I'm in the position, I'm in the place in my life. Well, I'm not doing that. I'm done doing that. Because it doesn't get the benefits that I want in life. And you got to ask yourself, the things that you are doing in life, what benefit does it have to you now and also in the future? Sustainability. That's a word that I'm now really understanding. Is it sustainable for the long term? So accepting who you are as a person. My opinion is, once you accept who you are as a person, you can understand your strengths and weaknesses, and you plan to strengthen your mind, body, and soul, and strengthen your strengths. And you can also put a plan to strengthen your weaknesses, because they go hand in hand. But you got to first accept yourself for who you are. For example, me, one of the things that I had to get over was the fact that I'm short. I had to accept it. I had to accept it, meaning that there's a strong possibility that I'm not going to be the 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", 5'8", 5'9". It's not going to happen. Once I accept that, I ask myself, okay, this is the body that I have. What can I do to strengthen my body? I start thinking to myself, there are some advantages. I just got to make sure that I focus on the advantages. So who you are, you have some advantages. And you got to focus on those advantages. And you can't focus on the external. From time to time, I suffer from focus on the external validation instead of the internal validation. Me, myself, my story, I'm on a journey of becoming a principal, and within becoming a principal, I gotta be assistant principal. And for that, that's a journey in itself. So I have options where I can go the dean of student route and the assistant principal route. And with those options, those are two new spaces that I don't know too much about when it comes to having a network, having a group of people that can really help me. I have some people that can help me, which they have been. But I got to focus on the internal validation, because I know I can do the job. I can do it 5 times as well. But the thing is, on the external validation, I'm having interviews and I'm not landing a job, and it's kind of affecting my, at first, it was kind of affecting my self-efficacy, my ability to believe in myself, my ability to believe in my actions, what I can get done. I had to understand that, look, I have the paperwork to become a principal, and I got that. I get that. I put the work in. I was consistent, and I achieved that. And no one can take that away from me. Just like there's certain things out there that you have achieved. No one can take that away from you. Now you can allow somebody to value it, increase it, or devalue. The choice is yours. I suggest that you make the choice that it don't matter if somebody increase or devalue it. Long as you increase it, that's what matters the most. So I'm in this space where I'm understanding and I'm loving myself and I know who I am and I'm only increasing my confidence and my ability. Because I realize that nothing is bigger than me. Nothing is more stronger than me. Because God is having his experience, he or she experience within me. Because I am God. Just like you are God. You cannot be God's children for the rest of your life. If you be God's children, you a child. And when you a child, you have a childlike mentality. That's not the move that you want to do. Because when you put yourself in these type of spaces, you got to have the mentality to dominate those spaces. And I have that mentality. I possess that mentality. And you possess it too. You just got to put a little more work in to discover it and nurture it. It's all about nurturing. Nurturing yourself. Understanding who you are and what do you do to nurture that. What do you do to make that grow? Because you are soil. Now the question is, this type of soil, is it fertile or is it dead? Is it fertile like a valley or is it dead like a desert? Even to a certain extent, you can do ways to turn that desert into fertile ground. But anyway, if it's a desert, what can you do to turn it fertile? And if it's fertile, what can you do to make sure that you maintain that ground to be fertile? And once it's fertile, you plant the seed. Once you plant the seed, you have to come up with ways to nurture that seed so it can grow. Because the reality is a plant never goes back to a seed. So if you're being successful now and you having a fear that you might go back to square one, that ain't necessarily true. A plant never goes back to a seed. Your objective is to grow. That's what you put on this planet for. You are a sequoia tree. Your purpose is to grow, to expand. In order to expand, you have to do things for expansion. Exposure equals expansion. So what does that mean? That means pretty simple. You have to put yourself in positions where you expose yourself. And once you expose yourself, you got to take the time to evaluate what you have learned and how you have applied to everyday life. Because life is more about action. I have learned this from Myron Goldman, who said, being is the input, doing is the output. And doing is the input, having is the output. So you must be whoever it is that, whatever it is that you want to do in life, the first thing you need to do, you must be it. You must have the mindset that you already have it. And being it. And once you be it, you start doing it because it come natural. For instance, I am a runner. And what I do is I run. It comes natural. Which is training starting today. I was supposed to wake up at 4 a.m. But that's a whole nother story. And once I start doing, I start having things. So really get that to understand. That you have to know yourself. And understand that you can take on plenty of hats. You're just not this one thing. You can be intelligent, you can be fast, you can be quick-witted. There's a lot of things that you can be. And you can be the opposite too. Don't get it twisted. You can be the opposite too. You can be dumb, slow, insufficient. You can be those things. The thing is, it's your choice. So what choices are you making today? you wake up in the morning, what choices are you making today? Are you making choices that's going to put you in the position to go towards your goals, to go towards your aspirations, and put you in the space where you can accomplish your goals and you can put that action in while you're doing the opposite? Embrace yourself, love yourself, empower yourself, expose yourself to things that will benefit you in the future. Position yourself to be the future self that you want to be, but at the same time, understanding the present, enjoying the present. This is a learning, life is a learning environment, a space. No one has it. No one has the blueprint to be the best person they can possibly be. Everybody has to learn. Everybody's on their journey of learning. Now, what they learning is up to them. But everybody's on the journey of learning. So, your journey of learning is your journey of learning, and appreciate it. Thank y'all so much. Make sure y'all share this video to three people that's having a hard time understanding themselves. Share with them. Tell them, look, all it is take the time to listen to it. See what you like, see what you dislike, and see what you can apply to everyday life. So everybody that's listening right now, I need you to share this with three people that you feel like is going through like an identity crisis. Much love to you. Make sure y'all check out my YouTube page, God Lifestyle. Just type it in. It's just documenting my thoughts, my actions, why be on this planet. And it's real good for beginner runners and people who want to get in shape. Excellent page. I need for you to check it out, definitely. And make sure y'all subscribe to it, share it. Much love to you. I appreciate you. Much love. And remember that you are God.